always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? This is the Warrior, Don Christian, man. And first off, we got to say it like this, man. Happy New Year to all the people that are out there listening in Yada the King land, wherever you may be. It really don't matter, man. We all rep the King from where we at, man. And that's really what's going down today, man. We're going to get it in with a young man getting it in for the kingdom, man. This is actually, for me, this is my first time hearing of his music. I seen him on thesouth.com, which I periodically go do and check, like maybe once or twice a day. I might be on the South trying to figure out who's doing what, or, you know, Rapzilla, all these other sites, man. I study to see who's coming out, man. And I saw a couple videos that this man was doing, and I was like, okay, he got a nice little swag to him, man. You know what I'm saying? He's ripping, he's giving them the gospel still in the lyrics. So I was like, man, we're gonna have Real Paul get on with us, man, and I'm excited about that. Today's topic, it came from one of my followers on Twitter, or not my followers, but the Yada the King followers, and they wanted to know about hip-hop's impact, holy hip-hop's impact. And I actually just said, I don't want to just do hip-hop impact. I want to do music's impact. How does music impact us, man? And that could be a good or negative way. We're going to talk all about that. And, Real Paul did say, man, he's from Detroit. His Lions are in the playoffs, man. And right now, I want to know who's going to win the Super Bowl. Who do y'all think is going to do it? There's a lot of good teams right now. And I told him I don't think the Lions are going to make it. My team is the Saints. You know, I'm in Seattle with my team that I'm rolling with right now is the Saints, man. And that's what's up. Speaking of NFL, I did win the NFL Fantasy League. I won the championship, man. And I just had to put it out there for all those that were in the league. You know, I just had to make sure I did say that verbally so they knew who got it done. Now I'm just playing, man. But also, man, we're doing the NBA Fantasy. It's going down. It's real fun. This is new stuff for me, so I'm excited about it, man. But more than anything, it's a brand new year. What you gonna do new this year? They got resolutions going out, but I try to do them before the new year, so it wouldn't just be a resolution. It'd be something that I make a habit, man. And that's really what's up. You got music, send it to us, music@yadadaking.com. I get a lot of calls. You can just send it to music@yadadaking.com. This is a brand new joint right here from Swoop called Boys R Us, man. Are you a boy or are you gonna man up? Let's grow up, y'all.
Yeah, little kids in the house.
I don't wanna grow up.
I'm a big little kid. I'ma never grow up. It's the toys of the world for these boys and girls. I don't wanna grow up. I'm a big little kid.
What I need to grow
I'ma
up?
I'ma never grow up. Yeet toys of the world for these boys and
man,
girls.
What I need to grow up for? I'm doing big things. Oh, my whip game? Crazy, insane. Tonka's the truck, yo. I'm sitting on them fangs. And I can't hold my neck up because of this big chain. So what this big chain is keeping me enslaved? Rather have that than Bengay as my sensei. Kicking it, can't worry about champagne. Boy, I got them spliffs lit, my joints inflamed. Bottles at the club, I ain't talking Similac. Taking shorties to the crib for playtime, then a nap. You say I'm too childish, so juvenile-ish. Cause if it ain't about that cash money, I ain't into that.
I don't wanna grow up. I'm a big little kid. I'ma never grow up. It's the toys of the world for these boys and girls. I don't wanna grow up. I'm a big little kid. I'ma never grow up. It's the toys of the world for these boys and
man,
girls.
What I need to grow up for? I ain't got no kids, and if I do got kids, kids. Man, they ain't my kids. I'm the only kid I got sleeping at my crib. And I ain't trading in my stylist to be stylist. I can't be a father, cause I never one had. I can't even bother trying to be my son's dad. So I give my child support monthly through child support. He can grow the ball like his dad, but get a job in sports. If he can't catapult to win as an adult, blame it on his mama, cause it ain't his dad's fault. How I'ma show him how if I ain't knowing how? I live too fast to grow up, and I ain't slowing down.
I don't wanna grow up. I'm a big little kid. I'ma never grow up. It's the toys of the world for these boys and girls. I don't wanna grow up. I'm a big little kid.
You don't wanna grow up.
I'ma never grow up.
Come on, man.
It's the toys of the world for these boys and girls.
What you need to grow up for? Ain't you like 40, homie? And you still hitting clubs, drinking on a 40, homie. Still on the corner, homie. Getting at your shorties, homie. Yo, that's mad corny, homie. Such a sad story, homie. Busy chasing tail, but you can't be the head of households. Most our kids in jail, cause you ain't there to make a house home. You ain't there to teach them, to lean on, to feed them. Starving for your discipline, but you ain't there to beat them. You ain't there to lead them, so tell me who they gon' follow. They gon' get their core values from the dudes rapping on the screens of their floor models. Homie, that's the truth. So first they need you to stop reliving your youth and grow up.
Girls popping bottles. As the world turns, we need heroes instead of wizards and
Pastor's Devotionals. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals, adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com. Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith, featuring Campino, Willie Will, Oracle, Chaser, and Fulfiller. Check out the single, The Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ
to life totally cool.
Available at iTunes, Amazon, eMusic, Zoom,
and genuinelife.com.
Servant, The Fight of Faith. This album will fuel you
to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight. Prepare for The Fight of Faith.
Mr. Johnson, welcome to Judgment. Have a seat while I examine your life.
Sure. Does it say anything in there about me believing in God?
Yes, it does say you believed in the existence of a God.
Oh, good. I hear that's real important.
Well, I've seen enough. If you could have a seat with that group over there, you'll be taken to your destination.
Over there? Oh, okay.
Next.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Is that Satan in my group?
Yes, it is. Next.
Wait a minute. You're putting me in the same group with Satan?
According to your records, you never trusted your life to God.
Hold on. I believed in God.
So did Satan, Mr. Johnson. He didn't put his faith in God either.
What do you mean, put my faith in God?
It is not enough to believe in the existence of a God or a cosmic force or deity. Mr. Johnson, you were sinful, and God was willing to forgive you through his son Jesus. Problem is, you never asked for or accepted his forgiveness. Next.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
That song right there is by the homie Velvet Television. I do got to say this, man, for all those that are looking for some new music, I just hosted the mixtape for Velvet called Dream Big, the mixtape. It is at his website, velvetmusic.com. Go check that out, man. Anybody out there interested in advertising, please hit us up, man. We have some very affordable rates for the independent artists trying to get out. Right now, though, I got the homie Real Paul with me right now, man. We getting it in, bro. We have fun already. He's a wise man already. I could tell by the way that he answered, was his city the best in Christian hip-hop, man? So that's what's up. Real Paul, man, talk to me real quick. Tell me how you came to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, man.
Oh, man. I don't want to say it's the typical story of growing up in a Christian home and, you know, doing my share of rebellion and nonsense and then finally getting it together. I guess it is everybody's story is a little bit different from
right. That,
even the, you know, the PKs or whoever else. But, you know, for me, that is kind of my story, man. I raised in a Christian home, man. Blessed to have wonderful parents. Over the years, man, my parents have went on and become pastors, man, in their own right, and they've been a blessing to me and my fam. And but man, just a rebellious kid doing the same thing that, you know, most rebellious teenagers do. And over the course of time, man, it's so crazy. I accepted Jesus Christ at a young age, and just from hearing it, being around church, and typically just knowing that it was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. It's the right thing to do. So Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior. This is what I'm supposed to do, but wasn't living anything.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy that I actually, my story is actually that I was doing ministry. Like, I was doing Christian music. I was doing Christian hip-hop. And this was in 96, man. I was with a group of guys, man. We was going out to do a show, man, and when we got there, the preacher was just going hard about that it was somebody there that needed to repent, somebody there that had been, you know, basically putting on a front, somebody that, you know, been having a form of godliness and denying it, and denying that power, man, and basically, man, I'm up there in the back row waiting to get up there to perform and he didn't cancel the performance. He like, we ain't doing no performance
wow.
tonight. we need to get it straight.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there in the back row of this church, man, and with my head down in tears and trying to hide because I know that's me. But I'm the guy that was supposed to be performing and ministering tonight with my crew. And that night, man, I got in my car, dude. I mean, like I said, this was 96, man. I got in my car, rolled home, man, and my mom and my auntie happened to be in the living room just having a prayer meeting, man.
Wow.
And I just lay everything down right then that day. Life for real. I'm, you know, everything you called me to do, God, like, serious, not the because it's the right thing to do, but full commitment, you know, with everything that's in me. And you know, so the course of that, you know, with all of us, there's growth and there's continual yeses in the process of that. You know, you're saying yes over and over and over again to new stuff, to more growth. So, you know, that's pretty much my story, man. It's not, I don't have the crazy, you know, where I did all this crazy stuff beforehand and stuff, and you know, and that's the way it should be. You know, I'm a third generation Christian. You know, my parents Christian, my mom's and parents is Christian, and so you know, my kids and stuff, I expect them to do better than I ever could have. So.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, man.
I love that, man. Third generation, raising up the generations for the King, man. And I think that's awesome, man. As you said, well, let me ask you this, man. Seeing your parents growing up, did that ever make you say, hey, man, I need to get it right? What was it like for you growing up with pastors as parents or parents that eventually became pastors?
Yeah, you know what, man? It wasn't. I mean, you around ministry so much. You know what I'm saying? When you around ministry so much, and my parents actually did a good job of giving us balance. You know, it was balance. I went to public school from, grade school all the way up to the eighth grade, and then I went to a private Christian school and high school and. And that's not necessarily for everybody. I know some people who did it vice versa. I know some people who went straight to public school. Some people, I got some friends who went to Christian school since they was kids. But for me, it worked. And be honest with you, man, I found some dudes. When I went to that Christian school, man, my senior year, I really found some guys, man, that's still around me now, dude, that really saved my life, basically. You know, as far as living for Christ, but as far as the home front goes, I really can't say that it was anything negative. I was never the kind of kid that was just like, I can't wait till I get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm tired of church and, you know, I just want to wild out and stuff. You know, my parents and stuff, they did a really good job of giving us balance. You know, it's a really good job of giving us understanding and clarity that you in the world, but you're not of it. But
right.
Don't get it confused. You're still in this, boy. You know what I'm saying? So it was just a real good balance. They didn't, you know, they covered us, but they didn't cover us so much that we was naive. You know what I'm saying? I had my friends at church, and I knew dudes that was on the block at the same time, but I wasn't trying to be like the people on the block or the people in the church. Because of a good home, bringing up at home, man, I was so focused on just being who God created me to be. So it worked out, you know. So.
Yeah. Now, that's what's up, man. So, look, dude, we're going to go to one of your songs, man, called Finally, featuring Canton Jones, man. Talk to us about this track as we get ready to hop into it, man.
Yes, man. My man, first of all, Jay Bell did the track. I mean, it was one of the few tracks. When I get a track, man, I'm always trying to change something, say something, you know, add this, do that. I think Jay Bell, and I got some tracks from Jeter. Them was like the only few tracks that I didn't really tamper with. As soon as I heard them,
yeah.
I knew that it was talking to me. I heard the track, man. We actually reached out to a couple artists to do this song, man, and Canton, you know, was the one that fit. He was the one that said, let's do it. And we actually working on some stuff to get the video done right now. So, you know, it's going good, man. It's a hot track. I'm hoping the people love it. I'm going to keep pushing the stuff, man. Oh, this finally. And I hope y'all like the track, man. I love it.
Tight, man. So let's hop into this on Yacht of the King Radio, man. Live stream. It's a treat. Y'all check this out. Here we go.
And been a long time running. Hey, but now I can stand up proud. Yeah. Cause it's finally going down.
Let's go.
Long time listener, first time caller. Yes. Please don't hang up. Now when I'm talking, yes. Feel what I'm feeling in the room full of doctors. Yes. They've been shopping and you are the target.
Yes.
I love it. Finally here, finally over, finally here. Made me much stronger. Road to Damascus, I feel like a conqueror. I remember when we couldn't have our feet on the couches, toes on the table, shoes on the carpet.
Jesus Christ, like the 4th of July. Listen, I'm blessed.
I am not sick. My God is on time, like the clock tick. Okay. It's two powers in this world, and that's it. Any, meeny, miny, mo, tell me who would you get? Let my light shine, I let my life speak. Washed by the blood, I call it holy bleach. Jesus died so we could have a free life prize. Now my rhymes clean, yes, my mouth has been baptized. I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars, I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars.
Used to say a lot of things, never good, never clean. 2010 in spring, I got washed like dirty jeans. I was talking sideways, I had to get it straight. TV and radio was feeding me, that's all I ate. Till I got that off my plate, had to get my life in good shape. Once I figured out the path that's ahead of me is internally determined off of what I say. Now I got that Dapper Dan, that spick and span, that Mr. Clean. Soap suds all in my blood, that Irish green, that gangrene.
I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars, I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars.
By the divine soap bar. Yeah, my rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars.
Yeah.
I've been looking, talking, acting super brand new. Uh-huh. Used to be dirty, red and scarlet, clean me up, now I'm brand new.
Ooh.
He disinfected me from the inside out. Injected me with spirit, now I speak from inside out.
What?
Ever thought about taking you a Holy Ghost shower? It's power.
Wow.
Coming out of my words, fruits, flowers. Be fragrance from my soap bars. I got soap bars, but only from his mercy and his grace, plus I'm chosen. No need to wrestle with the old man, Hulk Hogan. I thank Jesus for the new saying, new slogan, soap bars.
I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars, I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. Soap bars, I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars.
That's the homie Scooter. What up, Scooter? We about to have him on the show real, real soon, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to just put it out there like this, man. If you got a project that's about to drop, make sure we know about it. You can send us some of your singles, music at yattatheking.com, or just go to yattatheking.com and figure out how to contact us. I got Real Paul, man. We getting it in. Chilling, man. Man, I'm having fun. How about you, man? You good?
Hey, man, I'm great, man. I'm having a good time.
No, that's what's up, man. Now, as we were talking earlier, you were talking a little bit about being in full-time ministry. I think you said 13 years, man, being in full-time ministry. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's going into my 13th year, man.
Wow, man. So I just want to ask you these questions, man, about that. How were you able to sustain yourself in full-time ministry for that long? I know a lot of artists, they desire full-time ministry. A lot of people desire to be pastors full-time. And what's some things you did to sustain yourself during that period, bro?
You know what, man? It start with the first thing that you just said there, you know, is people desire to be in something that they not necessarily haven't wrapped their mind around or taken the time out to prepare for. I'm not, you know, nobody should make it like it's roses and it's easy. But I tell people all the time, man, this is like this is a dream come true to me. This is my dream job.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, that's the first difference. Like, you know, this is like the cat who grew up wanting to go to the league, and he made it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that, I mean, from jump, my perspective is very, very different from a lot of people who I bump into who, you know, walk around with the cliche sometimes. And that's nothing against anybody, but sometimes we clichely use terms that's not necessarily us. And one of those terms is, you know, this is not something that I wanted to do. You know, this isn't anything that I wanted for myself. And, well, now you already lying.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you already came out the gate, like, telling God and the people around you that this is not something that you wanted to do or wanted for your life. So I think that was a big difference for me, because it wasn't, I'm not going to sit here and say I didn't have a time period in my life where I knew I was called and I was running.
Mm.
You know, being a teenager and things of that nature growing up, I had that time period. But after saying yes and realizing, man, that's like, man, this is what I was created for.
Yeah.
You know, and so embracing that, I think the next important thing is and surviving and dealing in full-time ministry, how do you sustain? I think the next most important thing is if you're married, it's your spouse.
Mm.
It's so important, man, that your spouse is on board with you.
Yeah.
Like, it is so crucial. Like, you got a lot of dudes out here, male and female, not just guys, who want to be in full-time ministry. But I ask them all the time, if you went to your spouse right now and said, you know what, it's time for me to put this down. It's not time for, you know, I'm not supposed to be doing this. If your spouse would say to you, okay, you know, if that's what you're supposed to do, if that's what you feel, then you've done something wrong.
Mm.
Like, somewhere in there, you've done something wrong. If I was, there was a time when we was first getting into full-time ministry, I had spent so much time praying, having so many conversations with my wife, both of us bawling on our face, seeking God, and getting confirmation after confirmation that we was both so clear and both so at peace that if I had went to my wife and said, hey, babe, it's time for me to put this down, time for me to walk away from this, but she would have looked at me like I'm crazy and been like, dude, you need to go take a nap, have a sandwich, make sure you're listening to God right. You know what I'm saying? In other words, basically what I'm saying is having somebody who's literally with you and not just for you.
Mm.
You know, it's almost a saying, like I tell people all the time, you don't want people that just support you. You want people who believe in you.
Mm.
People who support you are people who basically look at you as not being able to stand up on your own two feet by yourself. And so you need other people around you to hold you up. But people who believe in you are people that are saying, you're going to make it, whether you got me or not. It's little stuff like that. That's how you sustain in full-time ministry. It's not the financial thing that we have problems with. It's the mentality that we go into being in full-time ministry. That's the problem. Man, if you got the right person by your side, and you stay with the right person by your side, dude, you can live in a cardboard box and be happy.
Yeah.
And y'all will be right there saying, you know what? We gonna make it. I don't know how, I don't know when, but God gonna bless. We gonna continue to be obedient, be in his will, and we gonna make it. But when there's division, when there's somebody that's sleeping next to you that's doubtful, worrisome, that's, I don't know, you already done messed up. It's already difficult. So I would say those two things, as far as sustaining, it's about mentality. First of all, it's got to be something that you
that you want, that, that you know that you was created for. And then secondly, you know, it, you got to have the right partner with you. For those of us who are married, and a lot of us are looking to get married and stuff. And I mean, that goes as far as you traveling, not being near all at home, and spending money that you don't have and all kind of stuff. Like, that's you got to have the right person here in your corner that's saying, boy, you better do what God told you to do.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Don't.
I'm not even going to ask anything else after that, man. I mean, that was ridiculous, man. He just gave it to you full spill, man. Dang. Hey, if you didn't get anything from there, rewind it. That's all I'm going to say. Rewind. Find out what he's talking about again, man. Full-time ministry. Talk to us about some of the stuff you do as a full-time minister, man.
Oh, man. First of all, man, coming out of, you know, when I first started in full-time ministry, it was really just an answer to the call from me and my wife. And really, just basically what you're saying, this is what I do full-time. I put my day-to-day activities into the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so when I first came out into it, it was evangelizing. I was blessed to be at a good church and, you know, ordained evangelist, and I was doing a lot of speaking outside of the church. The music was in there too, because that's something that I had done before, and it's always been difficult to balance the two. And over the course of the years of just speaking, man, and I had a great church home, man, that allowed me to grow, that allowed me to speak occasionally and be a blessing to my church family that was there. And there's a lot of different job opportunities that's come along that I've taken that has helped me to grow and things of that nature that prepared us for pastoring. So over this last, we started a church in 2007, and that was a blessing. So, but as far as day-to-day activities and full-time ministry, I think that's, again, one of them things that people fail at. Like, if you was going to work a job and put in 8 hours, again, man, this is the stuff I mean with full-time ministry and mentality. If you was going to go work a job and put in 8 hours, do you really believe that you're going to get away with preaching on Sunday, doing your couple shows on the weekend, going to the studio and working on some joints, and, you know, reading for yourself every now and again, your couple hours? Like, man, I mean, you have to have set aside time, scheduled stuff, reading, prayer. You can't have nobody that's up under you and you're not taking the time out to pray for these people, their families, you know, their children, their homes. And those things, it take time to do that, to do it seriously and for real. You got a church of people that's asking to pray for them, but you're too busy to do that. You crazy. Like, you better take your hours out of the day and find time to pray for these people that committed themselves to walk with you. So, man, I could go on and on between counseling and meetings and just really making yourself available to people to be able to do stuff. Man, I was speaking this towards the end of the year, this past year, man, I did more funerals than I've ever had. I did more funerals than weddings. And that was the first time I had ever did that. And those are the crucial things when you get into full-time ministry, pastor, things of that nature. People think it's just you preaching, doing some music and stuff. No, you got to marry people. Yeah. You got to bury people. You know what I'm saying? These are things that you need to learn how to do. A funeral is one of the most important things that you would do in ministry. There's no greater time to talk to somebody about something life-changing. People's hearts are open and prepared. At the same time, you want to do the family right and things of that nature. So, yeah, it's a lot that goes into being into full-time ministry. Basically, it just comes down to making yourself available to whatever God's telling you to do.
Man, He's going in, bro. We're going to go to this song called Devil I Lived. Talk to me real quick, man, quickly about this joint as we get ready to hop into it.
Yeah, man, that's my partner, man, Woo, on the track, Woo, and my man Terrence Moore, man. Them dudes is cold. They working together. They right here in our camp, man. The track came together. Woo came up with the video concept. Go check it out, societyrevival.com. And the joint came out hot, man.
All right, man, so let's check it out on Yada the King Radio. Devil I Live. Listen to what he got to say about this joint. I like it. Here we go.
I dropped the E off of evil. He's a villain. I dropped the V off of villain. He makes me sick and I'm ill. So I bust him in the eye. He's a big L. Loser, loser, loser. He's a big L. Loser, loser, loser. He's a big L. Loser, loser, loser. Yeah, I got my hands in the air. Cause I'm going.
About the scriptures, call an audible, audibleize my audio. Somebody cooking hate up, but I still send love the way.
They know more about hip hop, less about the scriptures, more about the album, nothing about the kingdom.
This is how we win them.
This is what they tell them, making excuses. Their head up in them nooses, trying to be a nuisance, thorn in their side, under God's sovereignty, do away with pride. I can no longer hide what's been burping inside. When I wake up every morning, all I see is compromise. So I put palm to face and start to rub my eyes, cause what they say and what they show is looking like lies. So I stand flat footed and my peers despise. But despite that, I'm right back, standing broad back, fall back. Cause when he comes back, I'm going right back. Tell Lucifer, son of the morning, I ain't going back. Not every morning, before I start to yawning, I gotta give my God some praise. Chill. When I wake up, somebody cooking hate up, but I still send love their way. Now it's despicable me, despicable he. Who we think he talking to? He ain't talking to we. Who we think he is? He ain't Jesus. Let's band together, Black Ball E-Hud. But even if I'm barricaded, I'll just change my cadence. Call an audible, audibleize my audio. I'm working out these haters, cardio. Them same haters trying to damn me, stop my flow. But his name's a strong tower, and I'm locked up inside him, protected from these showers. Reaping may endure through these nighttime hours, but each morning brings hope when I see the sun rise. And I'm God's son, awesome, one with his spirit, so we all one, all done. And all this came from worship. Early every morning, tears fill my kerchief. Worship, God, you are worth it. Yeah. When I wake up, somebody cooking hate up, but I still send love their way. When I wake up, somebody cooking hate up, but I still send love their way.
Hey yo, hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Please define what is hip hop.
Yo,
the real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DaSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile.
Who are you?
DaSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At the South. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. For the life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast weapon.
West Coast fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up,
Jesus.
Gio.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
What up, E-Hood? That's the homie right here on Yada Da King Radio, man. The song is called Every Morning. Shout out to his wife. She's his manager as well, man. So she's like, man, make sure you put some of these joints in. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with cats reminding me to play their music. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I need that reminder. So that's what's up. Man, shout out to anybody that's out there. Hey, this is what we're going to say, man. If you have a topic that you want us to rock on, we need y'all to send it to our topic vault, man. 2012, we're going to find out a way how to randomly pick these topics before the show. And if you have a good idea for me to do that, let me know. We got about like 10 or 12 in there in the vault right now. But send the topics that you want us to talk about. And today's topic, Ray Paul, man, was was about music's impact, man. How do you think music impacts people in a positive way, real quick, and the negative way? Talk to us about that real quick, man. He gonna give us a great synopsis on this joint, man.
Oh, man. Man, music is, as we all know, I mean, it's extremely powerful. It's been termed as the universal language, dude. And I guess positively speaking, I mean, you start going through scriptures, man. You start looking at stuff from the scriptures that's telling us to come in with thanksgiving, praise on our hearts, man. I mean, it's so much stuff that points to music over and over and over again. I don't know too many churches, whether you in a giant cathedral or you having a prayer meeting in your basement. I don't know too many things that have to do with ministry and a group of believers coming together with some type of song. The music is not going to be there. Whether it's a whole band behind y'all, a DJ, or it's just a couple people humming, you know, or it's just you in your prayer closet and you begin to sing to God and your prayer language and stuff. So the music on a positive note, I mean, it's the thing that the dude listened to before he walked out the tunnel for the big game. You know, it's so powerful. You know, it's so powerful that it's the last thing that people want to hear, you know, before they prepare to have a big game. It's the last thing that, you know, people want to hear when they getting ready to bury their parents and children into the ground. Like, it's just that positive. It can take a, you know, it can calm your nerves. It can, you know, it can heal your sorrows. I mean, it's just a, it's an awesome gift, man, that God has given us when it's used the right way. On a negative side, and I'm glad you asked from both perspectives, and really just trying to answer it, you know, as quickly and smooth as possible without getting any kind of debate. I think sometimes, man, we give too much place to the enemy for certain things. I think it's got to be balanced in everything that we say, do. Music is extremely... I don't care. Anything is extremely influential, much less music. I think the reason music is so influential is because it's there for us to listen to without us being able to question it back. In other words, you can have a conversation with your parents, and your parents can question, you can ask them a question as to why are they making you do this? You know, if your parents say, well, you need to go to church, you can say, well, why do I need to go to church? You know, if somebody in your school tell you, man, you need to smoke this, you can ask them, well, why do I need to smoke this? You can combat with the person.
Right.
But with music, there's no questioning. You just listen to it, and you constantly listening to it, and you constantly putting it on the inside of you. I mean, it goes back to the old saying of, you know, every fan of gospel music is not a fan of the gospel. You know, every person that listens to Christian music is not a Christian.
Right.
That's evident because people who listen to gospel and Christian music, they know the positive feeling that it makes, that it gives them. You know, you can be down in the dumps. You got dudes who can be sitting there flat out doing all types of wrong. And at the same time, they can sit there and listen to a certain song or a certain song come on, and it changed the way they feel, changed the way they think, changed the way, you know. So I guess with me, when you're talking about music being influential, positive and negative, I think it's an impact that it has. It's a serious impact. It's a serious gift and weapon, but it got to be placed in the right hands.
I think
that's one of those things that you can take somebody. Listen, man, I could tweet something. I could tweet Facebook a post, and you'll get a couple people that's like, man, that's what's up. I appreciate that. But I could give it to Don from Yada the King. I can give it to you, and you'll get thousands of people to say, that's what's up.
Yeah.
And then you can give it to somebody else, and they can get tens and hundreds of thousands of people to say, that's what's up. And I think it shows us, one, that words and stuff are powerful and influential, and two, it shows us that that influence has a range according to whose hands it's in. And I think it's a lot of dudes with a lot of talent that have a lot of good things to say. They can make some dope music and dope beats and stuff, and, you know, they can, and I'm talking about from our genre per se, and they had the right things to say, but sometimes it has to be, it's got to have balance, you got to have a ministry, and it's how you say it, and it's who's saying it, you know what I'm saying, and it's also who's saying it in order for it to be effective, and in order for it to have a real impact.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this, with what you're saying, so is the music the actual thing that impacts people, or is the words behind the music? What do you think about that, man? Because what you're saying kind of is going on along those lines right now.
I think it depends on the who we saying is impacting. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's necessarily a specific like it's just the music, or it's just the. I think it's too many times, you know, and it serves us as believers sometimes, we want just this hardcore, this is the way to do it answer. And it's just not that simple. It's balance and everything. It's for some person, the impact might be the words. For some person, the impact might be the music. For some person, it might be the wordplay. But for another person, it might be the words that they actually use that came from scriptures. For other people, it might be the live music that they use. Like, it's so different. Like, everybody learns different.
Right.
And if we agree that everybody learns different, then obviously that's letting us know that people communicate differently, they get stuff differently, and that's what impacting is all about. That's what leaving an impression on somebody's life is all about. And when we're talking about impacting lives, leaving a lasting impression, you have some dudes, they will listen to a song one time and they'll spit them lyrics back to you word for word for word for word verbatim.
Yeah.
And they will argue lyrics down all day. Secular and Christian, argue you lyrics down all day, dude.
Yeah.
Then you got somebody else that love the same song. That's their favorite song in the world. Can't do one verse.
Right, right.
All they know is that beat. All they know is that beat and that hook. Say this right here, and this my joint. You know what I'm saying? But it still had an impact on that person's life.
That's good.
We can't be the judges of what's used to impact a person's life. All we can do, I tell people all the time, like, we spend too much time concentrating on what the music is supposed to do. We need to spend more time on focusing on God put it on the inside of you. Your job is to get it out of you. What it's supposed to do after that, that's up to the Father.
That's good.
You know, and who is supposed to impact, and how it's supposed to impact them, and where it's supposed to impact them. It's just like, so you spending too much time trying to make sure, man, the dudes that hear this track is just going, man, just do what's on the inside of you.
Yeah, that's good.
Do it better than anybody, you know, could do it, because you're doing you. And then, you know, let it be. Focus on what's on the inside of you and get it out the right way. know, I guess that comes from preaching, man. When you're in a room of people and you standing there preaching, like, I tell you right now, I don't care if it's 10 people there or 10,000 people there, you're not going to hit everybody with every single thing that God gave you to say.
That's right.
It's not going to happen. You're going to get a couple people here and there. You're going to get one person with this one thing and that one scripture. This one piece of revelation is for that person, and that family got that. And on occasion, you have a whole lot of people that leave that be like, it was good, but it really wasn't for me. And you have to be okay with that and knowing that it's okay. Yeah. Them wasn't the people that God gave it to me for. You can't hit everybody every time unless you just do the basic Jesus is Lord. And that's why you got so many preachers that, you know, settle down and try to preach the same generic thing to make sure that they hit everybody. Yeah, everybody wants some more money. Well, let's talk about some more money. You know what I'm saying? So when you start getting into things as far as impacting people with music, if you focus on what's on the inside of you, getting that out of you, then you're going to touch somebody, whether it's with the producers that you chose and the music that you use, whether it's with the hooks that you wrote, whether it's lyrically, the wordplay, whether it's the titles of your song, whether no matter what it is, you got to focus on getting it out and believing God that the people it was supposed to impact are hearing. You know, so I guess that's my answer, man, is that there's no real, like, cut throat, like, it's all about the lyrics or it's all about the music, it's all about... No, it's all about all of it. It's
good.
All about all of it. It's got to be balanced. It's not all about faith. It's right. Not all about love. It's not all about the word of God. It's not all about reaching the lost. It's not all about evangelizing the lost or the Christians that's already Christians. It's not about outside the church or inside the church. It's about all of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And include it all. Get it all right. Make sure it's all hot. That's how you impact the life. That's how music becomes real impacted. And that's something that the church and believers really need to grab hold to. And stop necessarily. I'm encouraging, you know, all Christian rappers and stuff. If God told you to reach a certain group of people, reach those certain group of people. I'm not telling you that certain people have callings on their life to reach certain groups, whether it's you got prison ministry, you call it to, you know, minister to these group of people, young people, whatever. But I think we kind of missed the mark because we just, man, just make some music. If that's what you call to do, music ministry, dude, calm down, make some music. If God put it in you, it's got to come out of you.
Amen.
Get it out of you. Make sure it's put together right. Watch it impact the life.
All right,
whether,
man,
it's doing track, whatever, let's do it, man.
Man, that's good stuff, man. And we got to go into this song right now, or else I would have let him keep on going, man. But he's going in, brother. Let's see, Real Paul, man. We're going to go to this song called Still Here. Talk to me about this joint, man.
Still Here, man, that's Vic, that's Jay, man, they got on the track is fire, man. We looked up, it was the number one selling song to date from the project. It wasn't even meant to be a single, but Chris Chicago from Hype Radio, he heard it, he loved the track, he started spinning it, people started checking it out, and again, I mean, when you got Vic, Jade on there doing their thing, it came out hot, produced by my man Don Digital, and check him out. He a hot dude, make hot music, and the track came out hot, man.
All right, so let's check it out, y'all. Y'all to the King Radio. Let's get it in.
Yeah, but still here.
incorporated in his name to my brain. So I weather any kind of storm in this same coat. You learning how to overcome, I'm in the same boat. Wrote the beginning and the end with the same stroke. Bringing each struggle to his knees with the same hope. And I ain't rich, but faith surely ain't broke. See, I prevail through my crisis, what you ain't know. You break the levees, homie, and let the waters in. Get off the roof and grab Christ off the altar then. If I'ma sink, then I'ma sink as a martyr then. Destroy my city, that's cool, I'ma start again. Now I'm a saint, I saw the bush, Moses saw men. Keep the garter, cause the fire's in my heart again. Never going cold from worshiping the liar. And I already told y'all, I think I'm on fire.
You are such an imposter, you be stealing from my papa. Got the nerve to try to stop us. And this world, they be loving it. I wish you was flesh, I would slap you in public. Yeah, I know it's spiritual. You will never ever stop God's people. I would laugh in the face of evil.
And you never will get rid of me though. Live good, stay true for the people. I'd rather love God, rather die hard than bow in the face of evil. I'ma scream from the top of the steeple. For the door, show the world where the key go. Put your soul in the keyhole. And when we go, they fly like an eagle. Got a story to be told. Gotta be strong. Gotta fight, gotta be bold. Get where we belong. Every day is the fact they wanna see me gone. Got a story to be told. Gotta be strong. Gotta fight, gotta be bold. Get where we belong.
Y'all ain't ready.
Come on.
Homie, they done heard of us. When the fact that I know that he came to cover with blood injected my veins. Painted vivid picture enough to remember that it's enough to be confessing his name. Reflecting a frame. It is a shame. Some people is out who end this with a fame. Trying to get known in reality. He's standing in aim, professing his name. So I tell him, let's go. Give it the beginning to give me gross down. Tell him what it is. I tell him that I know. My father got a 90 rolls in my soul. And it changed with it. I don't need no fame with it. Please come and come and bang with me. I don't need no chains with it. Just walk, come and hang with me. Come on, fresh, still dangling. Hanging back in it. This not my home. This
persecution was worse enough. Discipleship we hunger for. The world still perverse enough. We rather tell.
even out of touch. That life, you can get it, it's not my home. This body is rented, let it shuffle for drive. I'm in the backseat, out the sunroof, tell the whole world I'm with it. Forget my life, and about me, not for 1 minute. Can't take credit, just how I'm living. Forget my life, and about me, not for 1 minute. Let God turn it up if you feel me. Let's go. She's the winner to the people that are living in the law. So we call the town on the hill. Tell me what the deal is, my God is for real. My life is so real, back is not real. Back in summer we feel more a premiere. Christ is my king and my job and career. Everything else take a seat to the wheel. My wife, my kids, even career. I was the one in that living for years. But I tell them I'm out down. Give it a beginning to get it and come out. Tell them what it is, I tell them that I know. My father got to die in the rose and we go where he went. Then we rest where he went. King hold us with cement. This life that he said, this life that he said. Ain't saying that it easy, but this life you need.
Cam, turn it up. That's really what's up, man. We're going to get it into this part of the podcast, man, where we get to figure out real Paul, where we can find out where you are at. You know what I'm saying? For somebody that's hearing you, they was loving the wisdom you were giving. They was loving the music. How can they get a hold of you? And then we got a few questions in the live stream as well.
Yeah, man. Very simple. Y'all know the Facebooks and the Twitters. The Facebook, I got the Real Paul Music page, but my main page right now is my full name and my birth name, my mama's name is Jarrell Paul Bland, and you know, you can hit me there. That's where Real Paul come from. And of course I'm on Twitter at Real Paul. SocietyRevival.com. Y'all get ready, the full site is coming, and we gonna launch the full site with some new videos and stuff, man. And if y'all getting used to what the Revival planning on doing, I'm not gonna give you nothing that's not dope. So look for the new site coming up, and so SocietyRevival.com, Society Revival on Facebook, Twitter, Real Paul. I'm out there, man. Come check us out.
All right, man. What's coming up next for y'all, man? What else is coming up next?
Dude, I got, like I said, we got TT coming. I got a plethora of videos coming to shoot. Canton then told us, let's do the video. Christy Johnson, Worth Dying For Us, said, let's do the video. You know, we got other Jeremy Spring is in to do the video. I have to do these videos because of, you know, where we at and this time period and people loving stuff visually and stuff like that. We got videos coming up. I got the album from TT coming up. T-Ray, my man Timon Ray coming up. And we just going to be working hard, man. Put out balanced music, anything. The only promise I make, if it's from Society Revival, it's going to be right. That's the best thing I can tell you, man. I even got some, you know, some book publications that I'm working on. Uh-oh. And stuff. And it's just trying to do stuff right and stuff, man, and be a blessing to the kingdom and do our part. Everybody do your part. This is a body with gifts, and within those gifts, diversity is a gift. Everybody do their part, man, and we can make an impact.
Tight, man. And we had a couple of questions before, man. Somebody asked, you talked about some of the projects you released prior. Is there any plans for re-releasing those projects?
Man, you know what, dude? Well, it's something we discussed before, you know what I'm saying? And it's something we put out there before. I think if I went to my partner and said, man, let's put out this and that and the other, man, some of them would probably slap me, man.
Yeah.
Like that's not to say that the stuff wasn't good. Like, the stuff is dope. Is that sometimes you can't put out everything that was in the process of your growth.
Hmm. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I don't know if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? I tell people all the time, don't make it, you know, don't make your growth a doctrine. You know, don't preach stuff and turn it into doctrine in the middle of your growth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now you putting it out there. And it's the same way with music. Don't put that out there while you was growing. That line right there that you said, you wouldn't even say that now because you read the scripture that understands that that's not true anymore.
Right.
You know, so I guess that's part of the reason I would hold back on doing that. I might put some sprinkles of stuff out on the site and stuff, but other than that, it's all moving forward.
All right, man. And the last question from Vic, he had asked, man, after you put this album out, what have you learned about being a Christian artist, man? And this is a good question to go out with, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real good question, man. And I think that's the key question right now, even for people who looking to get into it, people who want to get into it and all of that stuff, man. That's, you know, so hyped up and amped, man. And, you know, as long as we put this behind it and do this, I guess the key thing I would give to people is you better know that you know. I know it sounds cliche, but know that you know that you know that this is what you called to do. And if this is what you called to do, then you gonna make sure that you do the work.
Yeah.
And you're not trying to, you know, copy anybody, be like nobody. You're not trying to fit in with nobody. Not even necessarily trying to get respect from nobody. Trying to be heard. None of that stuff. It's about you doing what you called to do, being obedient to that, and working hard. Take care of your business. Get your business together. Get your paperwork together. Make sure your stuff is in order, man. Work hard. If you're going to do it, don't half do it. If you're going to half do it, wait till you prepare to do it for real.
Mm. That's what's up, man. Any last words you got to share with us, man? We enjoyed this, bro.
Hey, man, no last words, man. Again, SocietyRevival.com. And, you know, Real Paul at Twitter, Real Paul. And forever, man, is my saying, it's all glory to the Father, man. To the day I die, ATTF, man. It's been my shout out forever, man. And all glory to the Father. Thanks for having me. Yada the King. Shout out to everybody who've been listening, participating. Any artists out there, you coming to the city, hit us up, man. We got a bunch of stuff on tap. We working with a bunch of the people that y'all know and stuff to make sure we get conferences here, other stuff going on in the city of Detroit. And hit us up, man. Let's do some stuff for the kingdom together. And all glory to the Father. Thanks for having me, Don. And shout out to my city, Detroit Lions. Go beat the Saints.
All right, man. God bless, bro. It was fun having you, man. You have a great night.
No doubt, man. Be blessed.
All right, man. On the
one-way train headed to the other side. Oh, yeah. Can't you see I'm super high? Oh, I never wait to strain because I'm here to multiply. Oh, speaking for the flame, but I'm repping for the fire. On the one-way train headed to the other side. Oh, his doors never close. God lifting me up, or I'm walking on my toes. Both favor make you want to strike a pose. I'm never stressed out because I ain't got to lift the load. No, give it to the King and hit the road. Where would I be if I ain't have him in my bones? Trippy when I think about the places I can go. I hear him when you talk, but would I see him in your home? Whoa, why you trying to keep up with the Jones? God, my provider, pulling praises out of stone. Haters trying to block, I drive over the cone. You ain't gotta come, I'm built to stand alone. No matter what you do, the bottom line, make it known. If you ain't speaking life, be prepared to get the tone. No time to waste, every moment I'm a zone. Reppin' for the King until I'm gone, until I'm gone.
Can't you see I'm super high? I could never be restrained, cause I'm here to multiply. And I'm speaking for the flame, but I'm reppin' for the fire. On a one-way train, headed to the other side.
Can't you see I'm super high? Can't you see I'm super high? Can't you see I'm super high?
this world squeeze, I respond like a trigger. Connected to the king, I ain't have to lose a slipper. Boy for the light, so I'ma shine like the dipper. World going at me, but I'm sharper than the scissor. Through Christ, I keep this thing together like a zipper. Leaning on my faith, grace flowing like a river. Games on the line, got the king as my kicker. Every situation, line drive through the center. Following his rules, got you thinking I'm a winner. It's how I keep it hot when the world's in the blizzard. No Facebook, still let you get the picture. Kid full of words, spit the pages like a printer. Eyes on the prize, keep it moving like a spinner. Word in the morning and the grind is my dinner. Diet is divine, every day I'm getting thinner. Strict weight limit, tone up so you can enter,
Can't you see I'm super hot? I could never be restrained. Cause I'm here to multiply, and I'm speaking for the flame. But I'm repping for the fire, on a one-way train. Headed to the other side,
cause I'm here to multiply. Speaking for the flame and I'm repping for the fire. On a one-way train headed to the other side. Come on.
It's getting really rough, ain't it? And you wanna find some changes, but no one understands, like they speak a different language. You always feeling like the one they blaming it on. But be strong, just hang tight and it won't be long. It's like every right feels so wrong. You wanna have the feeling that you belong.
It's hard to do it when it's easier to say it. And life is like a game, you're trying to learn how to play it. And chances ain't nothing if you never go and take it. But you've had so many dreams that you don't know which wanna stay with. Heart so broken, you don't feel it when they break it. All you really want is somebody who can replace it, but no one has, so you're feeling all alone. But even when it's cloudy, you can still see the light show.
Picture me going through the same thing that you walking in the same shoes that you're in right now. I know in the end, at the end, it'll show.
Wanna know what life is all about? You got one chance, so you gotta make it count. You asking what it takes to turn everything around. So all you wanna know is the amount. You ready?
You gotta give it all, everything you got. If you wanna make a change, it'll cost you a lot. And everything you hang to, you gotta let it drop. And I know it hurts bad, but I promise it'll stop. Yeah.
And you gon' feel a change. Jesus Christ, get to know his name. He died for your sins so that you could be saved. Call him Novocaine, the way he numbing all the pain. Yeah, and I know it sounds strange, but I promise he gon' make it all go away. Yeah, you just gotta have faith. And if you listen close, I bet you can hear him say that
it's alright, it's okay. It's okay.
Picture me going through the same thing that you walking in the same shoes that you're in right now. You're in right now. And I know this tunnel way is bright as you might like it. Oh, but hold on, cause I know when the end, at the end.
show. Walking in the same shoes that you're in right now. You're in right now. You. And I know this tunnel ain't as bright as you might like it. Oh, but hold on, cause I know in the end, at the end, it'll show.
Yeah. Yeah, the King Radio. Right there, there was D-Trop. The song is called Light Show. Before that was Victory Super High on Yada the King Radio, man. And I'm just going to say this, man. Real Paul, he gave us the business today on the topics, man. The topic of the day was music's impact. And he said, man, music can impact people in different ways. It could be the music. It could be the beat. It could be the verse. It could be the chorus. And I'm just going to say this, man. Make sure we utilize every part of it to be able to impact people in the correct way, man. And I think that the thing that really will impact as believers, the thing that I would say that really impacts people is the anointing that we have. And the anointing, it can break yokes. It goes before us. Even before we go there, the Holy Spirit has to go convict. So we can see the impact of music, man, as we continue to be in right standing with God. And the only way we can do that is just to be believers, man. Follow what he's called us to do. Obey his word. And make sure we're doing the little things, man. We can impact this nation hugely, man. And I think it's very important that we can do this, man. And I believe we can do it, man. But real talk, Real Paul was on. He killed the topic of the day, man. I'm just excited to see what's up. This Sunday, the last show on Sunday that we're going to have is going to be with Original, man. He's originally from Hawaii. Man, he's going to be repping Hawaii real hard. Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. I'm out of here, man. God bless.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com.
I always gotta
keep my brain. Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep my brain.
Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio. Out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.